Congregation invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous.
Praise befits the upright.
Give thanks to the Lord with a lyre.
Make melody to him with a harp of 10 strings.
Sing to him a new song.
Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts.
For the word of the Lord is upright.
And all his work is done in faithfulness.
He loves righteousness and justice.
The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord the heavens were made.
And by the breath of his mouth all their host.
He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap.
He puts the deeps in storehouses.
Let all the earth fear him.
Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
For he spoke and it came to be.
He commanded and it stood firm.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing.
He frustrates the plans of the peoples.
The counsel of the Lord stands forever.
The plans of his heart to all generations.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
The people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
The Lord looks down from heaven.
He sees all the children of man.
From where he sits enthroned, he looks out.
On all the inhabitants of the earth.
He who fashions the hearts of them all.
And observes all their deeds.
The king is not saved by his great army.
A warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
The war horse is a false hope for salvation.
And by its great might, it cannot rescue.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on all those who fear him.
On those who hope in his steadfast love.
That he may deliver the soul from death.
And keep them alive in famine.
Our soul waits for the Lord.
He is our help and our shield.
For our heart is glad in him.
Because we trust in his holy name.
Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us.
Even as we hope in you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 37, starting at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they might live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they stood, and they lived, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 John chapter 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he is born concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is from John chapter 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. When they had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold the forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated.
Good Christian friends, rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world gladness we bring. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord of life is risen this day. Bring flowers of song to strew his way. Let all the world rejoice and say, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise we in songs of victory, and love that life which cannot die, and sing with hearts uplifted high. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Your name we bless, O risen Lord, and sing
for this morning's sermon. We will focus on some of the teachings that Jesus gives us in the reading from John chapter 20. I reread verses 21 through 23. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yesterday, our second son, Jim, many of you know him or have met him maybe, captain in the Marines deployed. It's interesting because artillery is going away from the Marines. And they are switching over to rocket units. And slowly, slowly, there'll be very few artillery units. And the tanks are being disbanded among the Marines also, completely. Marines will have no more tank units. Why? They're preparing for war because they see the next conflict is in Asia, and they need the Marines to be very small, mobile groups working from islands, shooting rockets at ships at certain Asian countries. And they're reconfiguring the complete Marine Corps for that future battle. They're anticipating that battle. And they didn't tell me any secrets. This is in the news and various articles. It's well known that the Marines are reconfiguring to fight a war in Asia, largely in ships. They're not preparing for peace. There is peace now, and we hope it stays. But in human spheres, in human relations, peace is very, very hard. And I was thinking about their jobs, Marines and other military too, to keep us safe, to be a deterrent, to help in times of need as well. And you realize that things we're most serious about, the things we're most serious about in our life, is to try to keep peace or get peace back. And so we value our military for what they can do for that goal. It's interesting because Jesus wants his disciples to have peace. And we see in this, if you like to fill in the blanks, peace equals forgiveness and forgiveness equals peace. Both two things go hand in hand from Jesus. And this peace is a divine peace. And this peace involves forgiveness. So even though there may not be nations that have forgiveness for each other or peace, we know a chaplain wants to speak peace and forgiveness within his troops. So at least there would be peace among them and forgiveness among them. And that message is among individuals, even if nations may not be at peace. This divine peace is absolutely necessary. There isn't a wholeness of relationship without it. No matter how we try as humans to have peace among ourselves, without God's forgiveness in Christ, it isn't ever complete or lasting. That peace is not possible. And that sense of peace in the New Testament and Old Testament is of relationship, that everything is whole. And in our lives, we know that if we have an argument with a family member or friend, we feel that tension, that lack of peace. It's because forgiveness is needed. Without the forgiveness, that peace isn't there. The peace is needed. Now think about this message from Jesus when he appeared to his disciples. Peace be with you. They didn't say they were sorry. They were hiding from the Jews. They weren't doing something really good. They were just trying to survive in whatever way they thought they could. But Jesus appeared to them and said, peace be with you. Free, unexpected, peace be with you. Sometimes we as humans, we wait for the other person to say, I'm sorry, before we will forgive them in our heart. It's not what Jesus did here. They didn't say there, I'm sorry. He just came to them and said, peace be with you. We don't deserve Christ's forgiveness or peace, but he says it to us. This is divine. This is not how humans operate. This is not how nations operate. If you say this, then I'll say this. And if you say this, I'll say this. And somehow this works out most of the time or many times. But with God, he just says, peace be with you. God's peace be with you in Christ. It's from Christ and what he's done. You haven't deserved it. I haven't deserved it. It's just given. This is what the angels sang about, wasn't it? In Luke 2. Peace on earth, goodwill among men. This is God's design from the beginning that there would be peace. Faith, point two, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That is a definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is knowing, an assurance that I'm hoping for something, I want something to take place, and I'm assured, I know it's going to happen. It's happened. I know it's going to happen. And I haven't seen it yet, but I believe it. And Jesus calls Thomas to that kind of faith. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And that happens with peace, doesn't it, too, and forgiveness, too. Sometimes in our lives and in situations, we really desire there to be peace, and it's not working out. And we ask God to be in the situation. He calls us to faith. As Jesus has risen from the dead and gives peace, and yet we ourselves have not seen the risen Lord yet. We believe. We have not seen, but we believe. So also that peace of Jesus, it's true. It's there. The words are valid. But we haven't seen it all take place yet, but we believe. We know. It's interesting because John, in his gospel, gave the very purpose he wrote it. And he said, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In his name, in the name of Jesus, is so precious and important because we will not find that peace. We will not find that forgiveness unless it's in the name of Jesus. There is where we have life. So, perhaps we're facing illness or a death in the family, or a very difficult situation at work or in the family, or the economics of our life are in disaster, or we're depressed and we're not sure what we're about. We just are. Life in the name of Jesus, Jesus' peace. That is the focus that he gives his disciples. Our risen Lord and Savior appeared to his disciples, and he said, "Peace be with you. And whoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven." Jesus calls us to look and trust in him. He calls us to pray for those who need his peace. He calls us to forgive in an overabundance, as Christ has forgiven us overabundantly, so we also forgive. He calls us to life, and knowing that life does not end now in this earth, but he calls us to life everlasting, and to trust in that. So that even our Marines can have peace. So that there can be a calm and comfort knowing that there is a higher one who is in control and he has defeated even death itself. And thus, whatever our duties or our tasks in life may be, we can have forgiveness and life in the name of Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have watched over all of us and given peace in our lives, this peace that Jesus has won, that he died and rose for us. And we ask you that you would continue to make us aware of this, give us faith in the peace from Jesus and the forgiveness from Jesus, and also to be able to share that with others. And also to be with our loved ones near and far, that they may have peace and forgiveness in their life, so that they will have confidence in Christ. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding
Keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving to God who has raised Christ from the dead, that he would bestow his Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins on us. For joyful life as Christians who, through holy baptism, have been crucified and raised up with Christ, and that we may be given boldness to testify of him, his forgiveness, and his peace to all who will hear, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that as Christ appeared alive to his disciples and sent them out to proclaim repentance for the forgiveness of sins in his name, so that he would continue to raise up faithful men for his holy ministry and bless their work among us, who with St. Thomas confess Jesus as Lord and God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have wandered from the household of faith, that faithful to his promises, God would work all things in our lives to remind them of their need for his unending grace and steadfast love, and that they would return to the faith and delight in Christ, crucified and raised for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the authorities God has placed over us in federal, state, and local governments, that he would give them the desire to serve with integrity and honor and to work for the benefit of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's daily gifts of family, friends, and neighbors who assist and aid us in all circumstances, we remember firefighters, law enforcement, emergency workers, military personnel, chaplains, medical persons, counselors, teachers, food producers, transportation, and retail workers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and sorrowful, for those who mourn, and for all who stand in need of our prayers. We remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Brad, David, Ken, Don, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray, Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that out of your indescribable grace and for the sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel and instituted the Holy Sacraments, that through them we may have comfort and the forgiveness of sin. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily believe your word, and through the Holy Sacraments establish our faith day by day, until at last we obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Bids us show that in his truth.